Thank you, Brad, and good morning. North Coast Assembly Member Wes Chesbrough administered the oath of office to the newest member of the State Fish and Game Commission, Jacqueline Hostler Carmison, on the Assembly floor on Tuesday, following her appointment to the position by Governor Jerry Brown. Hostler Carmison, who has served as the Chief Executive Officer at Cherry Heights Casino since 2010, was also appointed by President Obama to serve as one of three tribal representatives on the National Ocean Council in 2011. Chesbrough said in a statement, and I quote, "Jackie played a key role in uniting fishermen, environmentalists, tribes, and other stakeholders during the Marine Life Protection Act planning process on the North Coast. Jackie will make an excellent addition to the commission. She has earned it," unquote. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating three men suspected of raping a woman on Avenue of the Giants on Monday. The suspects were seen driving a light blue older model Ford van with no side windows. The suspects were all described as white male adults, late teens to early 20s, and one suspect with red hair could have fresh injuries to his nose and face after the victim reported she had hit him with a tree branch during the assault. Two more suspects are described as one with blonde hair wearing dark jeans and the other with brown hair. The victim told deputies that she had been walking southbound on Highway 101 when she got a ride from an unknown Asian female who dropped her off near the Pepperwood exit. She then said she walked down to the Eel River and went for a swim, and while doing so, she lost some of her clothing in the water. Now without pants, she began walking toward her mother's house in Wyatt when she encountered three suspects, but declined a ride from them. The victim then reported they later jumped out of the bushes and sexually assaulted her. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 18-year-old Eureka resident Gabriela Gutierrez, who was wanted in connection with an assault and robbery in Oreck over the weekend. The victim reported that Gutierrez hit him with a cast iron pan and stole $260 in cash and fled on foot. Gutierrez is an Hispanic female, 5'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And the Humboldt State University Physics Department has been participating in an ongoing project testing Newton's theory of gravity and Einstein's theory of relativity, and thanks to a merit-based $150,000 grant from the National Science Foundation, that research work will continue. The project at HSU is led by Professor C.D. Hoyle, and two HSU students, Crystal Cardenas of Los Angeles and Dave Smith of Eureka, have been working in conjunction with students at the University of Washington. They have been testing Newton's theory of gravity over very small microns of distance in an effort to reconcile inconsistencies between Newton's theory and quantum mechanics. The grant means the research will continue through 2016. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been nearly a month since the bodies of 34-year-old Sandy Miller, 8-year-old Shelby Miller, and 5-year-old Shasta Miller were found in their residence in Shingletown in Shasta County. The search for the man suspected of killing the three, Shane Miller, has extended from Shasta to southern Humboldt, but investigators have made little headway since Miller's truck was found at the mouth of the Mattole River last month. The lead investigator on the case, Shasta County Detective Logan Stonehouse, had little in the way of new information regarding the search and the investigation.
Trying to get any tips or information regarding the whereabouts of Shane Miller. So anybody with information regarding his whereabouts or anything regarding the case, we encourage to call the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Miller is originally from southern Humboldt, and it's hoped that if he does show up in Humboldt County, he'll be recognized.
Shane is very well known over in Humboldt and in our county as well at this time. So I think if he does pop up somewhere, you know, hopefully we get someone that recognizes him and calls that in.
Miller is considered armed and dangerous and is also familiar with the southern Humboldt region. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.